and the next door neighbors, sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And we're off and running with another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is Roll Time Oldies Show here on the radio or the interwebs or wherever you happen to be listening to the program this week. Welcome aboard once again. It's great old time records for the next hour, and invite you to, I don't know, pour a cup of coffee or grab a beer, pour a soda, whatever, and just relax, enjoy. Hey, maybe even do a little dancing if you feel like it. Why not? This is an equal opportunity show. No matter who you are, what you want to do, if you're digging the music, you're good with us here at the Oompa Hour. So let's start it off this week with the Jolly Brothers Band, and a great name for a polka. It's the Polkaville Polka. Yo, Polkaville Polka, the Jolly Brothers and Band, actually. We probably need to clarify that, because I know of at least two groups called the Jolly Brothers, and this is the Jolly Brothers and Band. Like, there's brothers, and then there's the band, as opposed to the Jolly Brothers Band, a band made up of Jolly Brothers. So I just wanted to make sure we had that clear here on the Oompa Hour. And again, remind you, you know, if you have a request or a dedication, a song you'd like to hear, a band you'd like to hear, you could always send us an email here at the Oompa Hour. It's just oompahour@aol.com. Very simple to do. And which reminds me, we haven't played any kind of an anniversary or birthday song for quite a while. And I have the Eddie Caruso Orchestra to do the Happy Anniversary Polka. So if you happen to be somebody who's been selling an anniversary recently, here's a polka for you.
Thank you.
That's Eddie Carosa and his orchestra there, and the happy anniversary polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, bringing you great old-time records every week. Here is what we do week after week after week. And we're just glad you're tuning in to enjoy. And by the way, we are on Facebook, too. Check it out. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where we are. There. All right. Time for a shottish, I think. Don't believe this one's ever made it to the Oompa Hour turntable. Here's Hank Thunander and the Monte Carlo Shottish. Carlo Shottish, Hank Thunander on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. The Jerry Dustal Orchestra is on the way next, and I'll warn you now that in the proceedings of today's show, at some point, we will hear Eddie Lawrence with Milton DeLug and his Seven Monsters do the Frankensteiner Polka. And not only will we hear it this week, but we're going to hear it next week, too. Because it's one of the few Halloween-themed polkas that I can find, and I just find the record horribly amusing. And, you know, you can't really play the Frankensteiner polka, say, in the middle of March. It just wouldn't be right. So that will be coming up in today's show, and it will be coming up in next week's show. Consider yourself warned, all right? In the meantime, the Jerry Dostal Orchestra and the My Fanny Polka. Thank you.
May. Oh, he tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, fanny, why don't you shake?
Oh, I tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
Lights were dim, I found the seats alone in the back row. When she saw the handsome usher, she was just as sweet as cake. Oh, he tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, fanny, why don't you shake?
Oh, I tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
Jerry Dustal and his orchestra and My Fanny Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Actually, a song, I'm trying to remember, Benny Bell did that. You remember the guy that did Shaving Cream a while back? Shaving Cream, Be Nice and Clean. Remember that? I'm trying to remember how, because they thought he was going to say a naughty word, and he always said Shaving Cream. Anyway, Ed Wynn actually did the singing on that record, but Benny Bell got the credit for writing the song, I think it was the deal. But they did the My Fanny song, and they didn't do it as a polka. But anyway, that's where that song came from. Now I feel like I should find that and play it, but I'm not gonna, because we don't have time for that kind of nonsense. I have Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters coming up here to do the Melanie Polka, but before I do that, I'm going to tell you about the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and cordially invite you to stop by, pay them a visit, say howdy hi, take a look at their display. They went to a lot of work to put that all together. It's been there for many, many years. 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. Now, take a minute and think about that for a second. Have you ever put on an accordion? You know, because you'd kind of wear them. You put them on. Have you ever picked up an accordion? They're mighty darn heavy. So imagine what 1,400 accordions and concertinas must weigh. And they're all there in the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. Add to that all the other memorabilia and the music and the stuff that they have on display there, and you'll find it pretty darn amazing. And then when you add in all the various activities and concerts and special things that they have going on throughout the course of the year, then you add in their beautiful concert hall, you add in their accordion and concertina repair and technician school, and you've got a pretty amazing place. And the only place that's anything like this is there in Superior, Wisconsin, in the Harrington Arts Center at the World of Accordions Museum. So check it out. They're online. worldofaccordions.org is where you can find all the information. Plan on paying them a visit when you're going to be in the area. worldofaccordions.org, and you'll find it all right there, all right? Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters. Here's the Melanie Polka.
Thank you.
the Melanie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Eddie LaPagna and the Polka Masters. And I did promise you now that we're going to get to the Frankensteiner Polka here in a little bit. But I keep telling myself I'm going to hold off, and I'm not going to play it till we get into the second half of the show. Because I'm looking forward to it, because I only play it when Halloween season rolls around. And yeah, so I'm taunting myself is what I'm doing, and I'm going to make myself hold on till we get into the second half of the program. And I have to remember to find a waltz. One of the records I was thinking about playing as the waltz for this week, I already played the polka side, so I kind of messed that up, but I wanted to hear the polka side more than I wanted to hear the waltz side. So Larry Chesky and the orchestra have found their way to the record player. Here's a little tune called I Want to Play in Your Band.
Understand the ups and downs of music. I suppose it's not been easy all these years. But I can see from afar that you really are a star, and I really want to play in your band. I played and played all of your records. I think I know them all by heart. Another night of fun, and you're back on the run. I really want to play in your band.
I swear to God I only want to be with you. I promise you I'll always do my best. I don't mind playing second fiddle. Oh, I just want to play in your band.
Seem so far away in those spotlights. The starlights have made you so blind. You're not even aware or notice I am there, but I still want to play in your band. You hardly get a chance to talk to me. If so, it's for a second or two. You got music in your heart, and I know it from the start. But I still want to play in your band.
I swear to God I only want to be with you. I promise you I'll always do my best. I don't mind playing second fiddle. Oh, I just want to play in your band.
That you could feel it in your heart. I pray the Lord you'd give me just a start. Where applause is the game and rewards are fun and fame. I really want to play in your band. For you it's just another of those evenings where all memories are left behind. You had fun, laughter and cheer, but we thank the Lord you are here. But I still want to play in your band.
I swear to God I only want to be with you. I promise you I'll always do my best. I don't mind playing second fiddle. Oh, I just want to play in your band.
I just want to play in your band, Larry Chesky and the orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show, playing all the records. See, I don't have to play in the band. I just sit here and play the records after you guys do all the hard work, all you people that are out there making the records, because this is a lot easier. I don't even have to worry about what key the songs are in. It's fabulous. I do have the Frankensteiner Polka coming up. We're almost to the halfway point of the show, and I promised I would not do it till the second half of the show. So, Halloween polka music fans, stand by for that coming up. The ball airs now, and the Here I Go Polka. Here I go, polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And you realize another week is going by here where I'm not complaining about anything or anything like that. Got a big ham radio swap meet I got to go to here coming up this weekend. I love that because we visit my son and his family at the same time. And I usually get to fill the SUV with all kinds of crummy old radio equipment that, you know, my wife is like you need a whole truckload of crummy old radio equipment. But I like to tinker on the stuff, you know. So that's what I got. I don't believe I've run into any great polka records that come from the state of Kansas, though. I may have to research that while we're down there. I don't know of any great polka bands in Kansas. And I'm sure there are some. There have to be. But haven't run into their records yet. I'm going to have to hit the secondhand stores while we're down there. I'll see what I can do about that, maybe in the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, Deutschmeisters are up. Time for the circle two-step.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now have a circle two-step. Form two circles, ladies in the center and gents around the outside. Ladies to the left and gents to the right. Ladies to the left, gents to the right. Everybody two-step.
is the Deutschmeisters and the Circle Two-Step here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I have figured out that I better get our waltz in here while I'm thinking about it, or we're just going to totally, because it looks like in the stack of records I started out with, I was not prepared to waltz, and we're going to take care of that right now. I don't think we've ever played a waltz by Lenny Gamulka and the Chicago Push. No, I don't believe we have. So now the time has come. Here's the Pleasant Years Waltz. Beautiful song from Lenny Gamulka and the Chicago Push, the Pleasant Years Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and the time has come, ladies and gentlemen, I can wait no longer to play this ridiculous record, and one of the only, when I think about it, Halloween-themed polka I can come up with, and even then it could just be a monster polka. I mean, that would actually work. Maybe you remember Eddie Lawrence. He did, back in the 50s, he had a shtick with the old philosopher, and he would always talk about how things were all so crummy, but you could pull yourself up and everything would be fine. And he did do a couple of... We could maybe do it. We'll give that some thought. If I play the other side, then we're playing something that's not only not a polka, but it would be two Eddie Lawrence things in one show, and that might be too much. But there's no such thing as too much. But I promised you, second half of the show, we would do it, and we're well into the second half of the show. Here's Eddie Lawrence with Milton DeLug and his Seven Monsters and the Frankensteiner Polka.
Everybody scream! Everybody run out the way. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. Everybody howl.
Ow.
Everybody hoot. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's good, sehr gut. Do the Frankensteiner polka, that's the dance they do beside the River Rhine. Do the Frankensteiner polka, but stay away from Frankenstein. Do the Frankensteiner polka, oil stuff you in a bowl of sour.
Wonderful to know I brought two nice teenagers together.
Eddie Lawrence there, and the Frankensteiner Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I will guarantee you right now we're going to play that next week, too, as we head into Halloween. But I was just thinking, maybe some of you do, maybe some of you don't remember the old philosopher bit. Do we dare try the other side of the record? I think we should, because maybe you remember, maybe you don't, but... This was totally unplanned, as is most of the show, actually. But let's just do it, shall we?
Hiya, Smiley. You say you see all those bills piling up and the boss just moved a big Univac machine right next to your desk? And you took a bite on a corn on a cob and three of your front teeth fell out? And you find out the guy you sublet your apartment to illegally holds a record hop every night at midnight? And you turn the corner and your umbrella flies up in the air and you're still hanging on. Hello there, Pittsburgh. Is that what's plaguing you, Smiley?
Well, put on a tie and take a walk in the sun with that dignity and diligence that you showed a while. You show your wife, you show them all. If at first you don't succeed, give up.
Say there, Bubbles. You say you're dying for a smoke, you put 30 cents in a machine and a hot chocolate comes out all over your shoes. And your picture tube just blew out. And you call the TV repairman and he charges you $25 just for answering your phone. And you just got called for jury duty at your own trial. And you got a reserve seat in the first row all the way on the end for a big Cinerama movie. And you just pulled a ripcord and the parachute fails to open. Hello there, Pittsburgh. Is that what's bugging you, Bubbles?
Well, get your nose out of the gutter and take a walk in the sky with a dignity and phosphorescence that you showed a while. You show your hometown. You show them all. Don't count your chicken. Eat them.
Hi there, Rumi. You say you and your wife go to the movies and your babysitter's sitting right in front of you? And you're loaded up with packages and you just missed your bus after a half-mile run in a heavy tweed suit? And you open up a cheese sandwich and a thousand Lego walks off it? And your wife's sister always seems to be beckoning to you? And you just found out there's a man with a gun in your bedroom? and you look out of the window of your airplane and you notice the pilot's out on the wing and he seems to be fixing something? Is that what's troubling you, Rumi?
Well, get rid of those knee lamps and take a walk in this town with that dignity and skepticism that you show the world. You show your boyhood rivals, you show them all. A rolling stone is liable to kill you, knock you off a cliff or something. So long, Pittsburgh.
Eddie Lawrence there, the old philosopher, strikes back. He did several of those old philosopher records back in the day, and I just thought it'd be fun to throw that in there. I know it's not a polka, but that's the way it goes sometimes. This is a polka, though. It's the Joe Carmen Orchestra, and I like to dance polka. Joe Carmen Orchestra. I like to dance polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Don't forget, drop us a line when you get a chance. And, you know, make a request or just say hi, whatever. Email, always available 24-7. It's free, assuming you already have a computer and an internet connection, electricity, and all that stuff. Anyway, it's just oompahour@aol.com if you'd like to drop an email in the email. I guess you don't drop it in the mail. You send it through electronically charged little thingamajobbers across the World Wide Web. Anyway, I guess it's too late to bail out of that one, isn't it? How about we roll out the barrel and said, here's an arrangement by the New Brass.
you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see if we can't sneak in a few more tunes here. This is a weird record. The song's called Just For You, but on the record it's Frank Yankovic, not Frankie Yankovic, and it doesn't say anything about his Yanks being along with him either, which struck me as kind of weird. But anyway, Frank Yankovic and Just For You here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Just for you, no one else but you, I will always remain true until, my dear, that you're mine. My heart for you will pine, just for you, and only just you, no one else but just we two. I'll save my love and kiss it just for you, dear, for two.
The sound of a Frank Yankovic record, don't you? Even though we know it's Frankie Yankovic, but it says Frank on this particular record. Unmistakable sound, you know. You can see why he won all those darn Grammy Awards, can't you? All right, couple more tunes we're going to get into the show here. This one goes back a ways. According to the record here, it says 1946. It's one of those old 78s that they re-released on a 45 later. The Farmer's Wedding Polka by the Ray Henry Orchestra with trumpet solo by Stanley Bayek. That's what it says on it. So let's give her a spin.
Ha ha ha!
All right, I'm going on a theory that if I don't talk too much, I could jam one more record into the show, because I had another one ready to go. Fritz Bechtel and his orchestra with Raymond Romero on banjo solo. Yikes, here's Pancho's Polka. Let's just fit it in here. Record fun. I kind of felt like we were racing to the end of the show there. Fritz Bechtel there and Pancho's Polka. And that wraps up another edition of the Oompa Hour. I'm playing the Frankensteiner Polka again next week. So we'll get together and do that again, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced each and every darn week here at KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back and do it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!